You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we got jammed phone lines. Let's try to go through all of them as quickly as we can. But we also want to, Casey, we also want to give you the attention you deserve. I hope you understand that. So, hi, Casey.
Hi.
Hi,
Casey.
Hi.
There she is. Hey, Casey, what are you doing?
I am driving to work.
Okay, What do you do for a living?
I clean houses.
Oh, great.
So exciting.
Look, I have been spending over 10 years trying to convince Jeremy to hire a housekeeper.
Yep.
I live by them. I mean, I've had one for
forever,
almost 20 years now.
My wife really wants one, Casey. She needs the help. Because apparently I don't do enough around the house.
He doesn't do enough around the house.
He does that a lot.
Do you?
You know, he's all worried that you're going to go through his underwear drawer. Can you please, Casey,
you
tell him that you don't do that?
You go through drawers.
I don't do that. I hate, like, breaking boundaries and, I feel weird doing it, too.
Okay. So you wouldn't go through my underpants, then?
No, I wouldn't.
You know what's funny to me, Casey, is that Jeremy goes through life thinking that strangers want to sort through his underwear drawer.
It's a thing. It's a problem I've got.
That's funny to me.
Everyone's dying to see my underpants.
People are rubbing their hands together saying, oh, my God, I hope Jeremy hires me so I can look at his underwear.
Ooh. I don't want you to look at my underwear because I have patterns on some of them I don't want you to see. Casey.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and I'm not even joking.
Marks. Those are called skid marks, Casey. They're
I have Super Mario underpants, and I'm not even lying about that. So.
How many houses do you clean right now?
Today, I have 4.
Wow. Okay.
They're busy.
How long does it take you in each one on average? About an hour and a half, 2 hours?
2 hours.
Yeah.
Now,
depends on how many people.
Is the fourth house as clean when you're done as the first house when you're done?
We get kind of burnt out, so I mean, it's not as...
I don't want to be the fourth house on your list for the day.
I was telling my boss, and I was like, why would somebody schedule as the last? I'd rather be the first.
Yep, exactly. I want to be first or second, so...
I'd rather be in the middle, I think, because in the morning, Casey, you might not have had your coffee yet. You might be a little groggy.
That's true.
10 a.m., let's say, might be the
perfect
time.
Now, is it your own little business, Casey, or are you working for somebody?
Nope, I am working for somebody.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Yeah. Well, is there any question you have for us since we have asked you several? Anything you want to know?
I've been really curious on, like, how you guys got into, like, the radio, like, business.
Jeremy heard us talking about needing a producer on our show.
My girlfriend. Did
you hear about it or
no? Nick, my wife, who was
Nicole
my girlfriend at the time, heard Dom talking that they needed a producer, and she said, hey, you should apply. And I applied, and that was almost 18 years ago.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Dom just wandered into a station.
I was 16, and I just walked into a radio station and asked for a job, and they said, you start Saturday.
So really, like...
Hey, I should do that.
You know, the funny thing about being in radio is it's obviously a much different industry than it used to be. However, so many people get wrapped up in how they sound or what their voice is like. And that is about the least important thing. It's just, do you have something to say?
Yeah, because I think my voice sounds fine on the air. I think I sound great.
As long as you got something to say, that's what people want, I think.
There you go.
Casey, we got to run. Right. Thank you so much for getting us started.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Bye, Casey.
Thank
you. Nice meeting you.
Fantastic.
There she goes.
Who's next? It's Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Welcome.
Hi, Dom and Jeremy. How are you?
Good.
Look, everybody, it's Leslie.
You big goof.
I'm so glad you called.
What's going on?
What are you doing this weekend? I'm sorry?
Oh, I've been a longtime fan since Jane was on. I miss her hormone commercials.
Do you?
we'll have Jeremy start
doing I'll start
those
doing that. Yeah.
How about that?
I get night sweats.
What are you doing this weekend, Leslie? Anything fun?
No, unfortunately, my friend's father just passed away, so I'm hanging out with her and giving her a little comfort.
Well, you're a good friend.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Yep. Good for you.
I'm sorry to hear that. What do you do for a living? Anything that we want to like dive deeper into, like the house cleaning?
Well, I'm a paralegal, and so I work in-house at a company downtown, and I've been there about 7 years, and it's my best legal job I've ever had. So I'm pretty happy with my career
you.
Right now.
Congrats.
Very good. Nice. What kind of law do they specialize in at that shop?
They do everything, but I specialize in leasing. So they have a lot of leasing, so I work on the company's leases.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Any questions you have for us? What do you want to know?
Well, Dom, if you've ever told the story of how Gretchen and you met, I've missed it every single time, and I wanted to hear how you guys met and got together.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you envision? Knowing what you know about me and what you know about her, what would be your guess?
I would assume you were maybe in a group of friends for a while, and then that's how you kind of met up, but I actually have no idea.
So I was a single guy minding my own business on a flight back from Los Angeles. Window seat, because mm-hmm. I have to have a window seat. There was nobody in the middle seat. And the beautiful woman sat down on the aisle seat and started giving me crap in a joking way about the stuff that I was like, because I had my laptop out and was doing stuff and everything like that. And she started messing with me and pretending like she was leaning over and reading what I was writing, you know, but doing it obviously yeah. as a joke. And we struck up a conversation. She lived in Denver. I lived in Denver. And
magic.
That's how we got together.
Sparks.
Sparks oh, wow. at 35,000
feet.
They
went to the airline bathroom and made out.
What do you think of that story?
I like it because I think I've missed, if you've told it, I've missed it every time. And it just seemed like Gretchen appeared. I'm like, where did Gretchen come from?
She just appeared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now she's the mushroom musketeer. And I get to hear about mushrooms all the time from her. So it's really cool.
Awesome.
There you have it.
Leslie, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for listening and have a great day at work. Okay.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And then Jeremy, well, what? He was flirting with his wife at work. They worked together.
She worked in the cubicle next to me. Yeah.
I think you were throwing things over
paper
the cubicle clips. At her.
Paper clips.
Paper clips,
and then I'd walk over and borrow her lotion because my hands were really dry. That's how I struck up conversations. I say, hey,
that
you have any lotion
pickup
in my hand?
Line? I need lotion.
2 decades later, here we are.
She's still providing you with lotion,
yes, she
probably.
Is. Yes, she is.
Hello, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Rick.
So glad you called. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, we're hanging out at the Gaylord of the Rockies this weekend.
Are you?
Oh, that's
that place is pretty
time.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. What were those, the treats that they had at the Gaylord Street Festival that time? They were round little, they were some sort of balls. What did they call those things?
What are you talking about?
You and I were at the Gaylord Festival thing one time broadcasting, and there was one of the food booths that had those little, almost like hush puppy type of things, but they dipped them, you know.
Were they monkey balls? They were called monkey balls.
Monkey balls, yeah. I think they were called.
That was Taste of Colorado.
No, I'm thinking about, they also had them at the Gaylord Festival one year.
I don't
year.
Know. Different Gaylord,
because that's where
though.
I had them. Rick, have you ever heard of monkey balls?
I haven't, no.
Oh,
but they always have some kind of little treat.
They're delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of treats.
Different, you know. The Gaylord Festival is different than Gaylord of the Rockies, right? Which is way out by DIA.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, it's the big hotel resort that's out there.
Oh,
different
never mind.
Gaylord.
I was thinking of the Gaylord Street Festival.
Yeah, no, different. We stayed out
talking
at
about
that,
the big resort thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed out there a couple years ago. We stayed the night before we flew into San Diego because we figured it would just be easier to stay out by the airport versus mm-hmm. getting the kids ready early and heading out. So
was it fun?
That place is beautiful. Very, very cool place. So,
is it expensive?
Don't get me started.
What? Really?
Yeah, Rick.
My son,
Rick's a high roller.
My son was flying out back to Hawaii, and he checked into staying at that Westin that's out at DIA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rick, take a guess what they asked for one night, the night before his flight. Take a guess.
Let's say $600.
It was exactly $600.
Good
it was
night.
Like $600 to spend the night there.
That's crazy.
I'm like, look, I'm all about convenience, but
man,
but let's also face it. There are some people where $600 is like $60 to the rest
sure.
of us.
Like
Am
Rick,
I right?
Like Rick.
Like Rick. He's a high roller.
Yeah.
You're right.
What are you doing out there this weekend?
Well, my wife is an Instagram influencer, and so we get a chance to stay there overnight. So we decide to stay overnight and hang out
cool.
with them.
That's really neat. Good
what
for
is
you guys.
What is she influencing? What is her her category?
What's her shtick?
Well, it's we love being with our kids, so we're always out and about in Colorado, hitting all the best spots you can find, hanging out with your kids and having a blast.
I might follow her, actually. I know I follow a couple people. You don't need to say who it is, but I follow a couple moms like that are local that do a bunch of Colorado kids stuff. So
that's cool. How many followers does she have?
She just broke 10,000 recently.
Very
so
cool.
For her.
Stoked about that. Yeah.
Very, very good. But, yeah, you know, we were talking about Gretchen and her mushroom stuff. She's an influencer in the mushroom stuff. And she's reached enough people where now all these businesses are reaching out to her doing the, hey, we want to send you this. Hey, we want to send you this. We want
to
send you this.
Yeah.
So she's really, really careful about those, though. And Rick, I would imagine your wife's going to get to that point where she's going to have to be really careful about, because some people will then expect a whole lot out of you.
Yeah, they'll take advantage of you.
You don't want that, Rick.
No,
Rick. Hey, you got any questions for us?
How many people get pulled over when they're on the phone with you?
That's funny, bud. I don't know, but we generally tell people to pull over and don't be, breaking the law.
That's a great question. You know,
funny.
I'm gonna give you a ding for that.
We don't have an answer, but that's funny.
It was well played. Rick, have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Bye. We'll see you guys.
Thank you so much. We're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly, Morgan and Amanda. We're going to try to get these done. Hey, Morgan, good morning.
Hi, how are you boys?
Super duper.
Are you kidding? We couldn't be better.
Well, I mean, it's Friday too, right?
Where is that? That helps a lot.
Yeah, but what does that mean to you? Like, what are you doing this weekend that has you so excited?
Well, it's going to be gorgeous out, so I plan on being outside a lot. And I'm on my way to swim lessons with my little four-month-old, so that'll be fun.
Swim lessons at 4 months. That's wild.
Yep.
Wow. They're like little tadpoles, man.
Does she? I still take my daughter to swim lessons, and I see the parents in there with the little babies doing,
That's amazing.
And I always cringe. I know that you're really not hurting them or anything, but they dunk them. You know, they go underwater and then bring them back up. And I'm like, that poor kid's like, what the hell just happened?
My son giggles when he does it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Giggling in fear. Please
that
don't do that again.
Funny.
Their poor little faces, when they pop back up, it's like, that's
4 months old.
Wow.
How long you been listening to this show?
Well, I remember driving to daycare when I was like 3 or 4 listening, and I'll be 26 next month.
A couple years.
Way to make us feel old, Morgan. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling me Grandpa.
Oh.
I know. My mom used to listen to you guys, and she still does. So.
Oh, we love
it. It's a multi-generational show, Morgan. What can we say?
Yep. Ooh. My son listens to it in the morning, too, with me. So.
Well, thank you so much.
That's the best. We love you, and we don't care who knows. What do you do when you're not looking after that four-month-old?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm also in school for elementary education.
Hey,
good
for
you. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, we appreciate you so much. I want you to tell your four-month-old hi from us, and make sure you tell your mom. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Well, thank you to Peggy and Morgan for listening for so many years. We appreciate you both. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too.
See you later.
Okay.
Go dunk that baby.
Ever. That is a funny thought, isn't
it? Dunking babies, yeah.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. You get to bring it home today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super duper.
We're good. Excellent.
Good. Really good.
What do you got going this weekend?
Not too much. Just going to try and take it easy after a couple busy weekends.
Yeah? Well, it's going to be like 75, so you can go outside and wander around a little bit.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Yeah, probably take the kids outside.
Yeah. Yard work. Is this going to be like the big yard work weekend for most households?
I guess you can start, get a rake out at least.
We're not going to start because the snow will come and then it's all wasted. So we wait a little longer.
What do you do, Amanda?
Well, I was laughing at the last caller because I've got a lot of similarities. So I'm a music teacher for pre-K through 7th grade. And then I've also got kids, and I've also been listening to you guys since I was a kid. Now my kids listen with me.
Look at that.
Gracious.
Wow.
Man, oh
I remember,
man.
Like, in first grade, driving to school and carpooling, and we'd all, be debating with each other over the mind-bender answers. This is back in, 90s. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah, it was always a blast. It was like the highlight of the school day.
Oh, that's cool.
Mind bender in the morning.
I got to tell you something. Cool. And I just have to say this, is that, and I just want listeners to know this, I do not take these comments for granted at all. When I find out that people have been listening to this show and the Mind Bender since the 90s, are you kidding?
It's impressive.
If I could give you a hug, Amanda, I would. Thank you so much. How old are you now?
I would welcome a hug if I ever get to meet you.
Well, yeah, guaranteed. Lock it in. Do you have any question after all of these years, or are you good to go?
I'm curious if you have a mind bender that's like stuck out to you, that, because that's always just like my, I mean, you guys always make me laugh. And like when Jane was on the show, she always cracked me up like no mm-hmm. one's business. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious if you have any mind benders that have always just sort of stuck out as like a really interesting one.
Yeah, I'm afraid the one that sticks out to me the most is the one that most people today wouldn't get. But I did it in the 90s when it was a little bit more relevant. And it was the wording was, what's the first thing you know? What's the first thing you know?
I've heard this, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay, well,
like
that's
that
just it.
When, or something?
No, yeah, but I still recall that mind bender went over half an hour, even with me kind of giving clues, because in a way it was almost a trick question.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I'm afraid I'm going to tell you, Amanda, and you're going to say, what is that?
What is it?
The first thing you know, the winning answer was Old Jed's a Millionaire.
Right.
Because there used to be an old TV show that was really popular called The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was the jingle that started that whole show was about him striking oil.
That's
and then
right.
the song went, oh, the first thing you know, Old Jed's a Millionaire.
Oh my God.
People, I'm not kidding. I still heard about that about a year ago. Somebody brought it up again. They go, do you remember that Old Jed's a Millionaire mind bender you did?
I do.
So that's the one.
I remember that was incredibly like amazing, but also very gross to me when I found out.
What one was that?
It was, on average, a woman consumes 5 pounds of this in her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one?
Mm. Was it lipstick?
It was lipstick.
Hey!
And still, like, every time I put on lipstick, I think about
You think about eating it?
I'm like, I wonder how much I'm going to lick off my lipstick.
Or you're like, screw it, you just take a bite of it. You're like, let's do this.
Right?
I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it.
That's funny. That is funny. Listen, you are terrific. Thank you for listening for so long and listening with your whole family. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Amanda.
You as well. Thanks to finally talk to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
You too. Thanks
you
a lot.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We call it long time, first time. Jeremy, today they epitomized long time.
Just nice people, right?